Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Believe in a power greater than what you are going through. When you don't know what to do, keep breathing.
That's right. When you don't know what to do, just keep on breathing. From the City of Angels in Los Angeles, welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I'm Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver, at CaregiverDave.com, along with my lovely co-host, former mayor of a California beach town and best-selling author, the one and only Debbie Peterson. We're also coming to you live and on demand 24-7 on numerous syndicated radio and podcast networks on 30, count them, 30 audio and video platforms, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Vimeo, Stitcher Radio, the list goes on and on. I won't bore you. In fact, we are proud to be voted number one caregiver podcast on FeedSpot out of thousands and number one caregiver podcast on the top 50 of Player FM. And we have an exciting, and I really mean that, an exciting show planned for you today. Sunny Stan Carone, there we go. Or the Italian way, it's Stan Carone.
That's it. Stancarone.
There you go. He can show anyone how to make beautiful, healing, relaxing, and rejuvenating music on a piano or a keyboard within just a few minutes through his piano yoga method, which is based on breathing, relaxing, and flowing principles and techniques. He'll demonstrate you will be amazed at how easy and natural piano playing can be, except standing on your head. His method is a completely different approach, using little or no sheet music, and emphasizes not to be perfect. And I'm a caregiver. I know there's caregivers out there, and sometimes caregivers need another hobby, or in some cases, a hobby, to just distract them from their caregiving duties, which can be so stressful. But before we get into this, I do want to take a moment to thank my last week's guest, Irma Velasquez, a nonprofit leader and founder for organizations focusing on special ed. And just a reminder, you can watch or listen to that interview and all our interviews, even this one, on our membership website, caregiverdave.com, or any of our other 26, no, it's 30 now, any of our 30 global audio video platforms that I mentioned earlier. Okay, enough of that. Sonny, it's so great to have you on the Caregiver Dave Show.
And it's really nice that you had me on here, Dave. I appreciate it. Help me spread the word.
I always like to ask my guests, just who is Sonny Stancarone and why was he placed on this earth?
I was just thinking that before the show started. I'm here to spread the good word that everyone can play the piano, and that piano playing is healing, it's healthy, it's therapeutic. And music is the language of love. And so I feel like by teaching people how to play the piano, teaching people how to make music, it's teaching people another way to express their love. And that's why I was put on this earth, I believe. From the day I was born, my father was playing the piano. Pianos around me all my life. And I was buying and selling pianos up to recently around the world through my internet, Sonny's Pianos. And now I'm semi-retired, and I'm here to pass the word that everyone can play the piano. You don't have to spend years studying time signatures and learning to read. Everyone can just sit down and make beautiful music. You don't have to look at the piano as something you got to master. You got to learn sheet music. It's a music machine. It's a toy. It's fun. You just have to get out of your own way and think. Get out of the way of thinking that you have no talent and you can't play. That's all. Get rid of that and focus on breathing. And it becomes like a form of meditation. You empty your brain, no thinking, you know, and just be in the moment and feel the vibration, feel the beauty, feel the bliss of playing the piano. That's why.
Well, great. Are you 65 yet, collecting a Social Security? Said you're retired?
Yeah. But not very much.
I know you've got CDs out. I think I actually bought one years ago.
Right.
Listened to it. And I I learned a couple of songs, but I never had time. Now that I'm retired, I want to really focus on that. And caregivers, I don't think there's a person alive who doesn't want to learn how to play the piano, because you just watch somebody do it. And some of the best piano players I've heard can't read music and
Exactly.
just playing by ear. Andre Crouch, the godfather of Christian contemporary music, and he cannot read music. And he's won 9 Grammy Awards, so go figure.
Errol Gardner, the legend has it that Errol Gardner really didn't read, didn't take any lessons, just sat down and started playing. I mean, that's what you can do. You can just sit down. You know what it is? It's just getting away from the fear that you can't play, or your fear that you don't have the talent. You just sit down, start noodling around, and you connect to what I call the musician within, and the music will come streaming out of you. But you just have to give it a chance. Just got to overcome that fear and apprehension that you can't play, and that voice in your head that says to you, "What do you do? I have no talent."
That darn
Listen,
voice.
everybody's got the ability to play. It's not a matter of talent.
Debbie, you want to play the piano, or do you already play the piano?
Well, I took piano lessons when I was a teenager, and you sort of from the age of, I don't know, 11 to 14, and I loved playing the piano. And interestingly enough, I didn't really like practicing, and I couldn't stand the whole music theory stuff that I had to do. That just was awful to me. I'd like to understand. I would have liked to, now that I'm older, I might feel differently about that, but I wasn't particularly good. I wasn't awful. I can play a little bit by ear on some things, and it certainly gave me a good understanding. So I'm enthralled. But I have a very my son is very music has a lot of musical ability, and I've watched some of his friends. Some of them really literally can just sit down and play the piano. And I had a very good friend who does that just by ear. It's phenomenal to see.
Well, that's because they probably were never told that they can't play. You see, it's all in the programming. It's not just with the piano, but in so many things. You got to play perfectly, you got to do it perfectly, or don't bother. That's not about that. And especially with the chord method, I mean, you learn a few chords and chord patterns, and you can play hundreds, if not thousands, of songs. It's just very, very easy to play the piano. You can play freestyle, and just do whatever you want to do, and you can look at the piano as also sound bath therapy, because each note is a certain frequency and a certain tone. So if you just play one note, and just listen to it, it becomes like a Tibetan bowl, like
Like a
om,
mantra.
yeah,
Yeah.
and or you could just keep playing two notes. So there's many different ways to access the bliss of piano playing. And if you want to play songs, learn the chord method and pick up some Hal Leonard Easy Play sheet music, or you could just play freestyle. As freestyle is just do your own thing. Just sit down and. Then before you know it, well, the black notes. That's one of the things I teach people is the black note flow lesson. Like if you just sit down and start playing the black notes, you can't make a mistake. And also, I always say there are no mistakes. If you think you played the wrong note, maybe that's just a different way of playing it. Because again, it's you're locking yourself into shoulda, coulda, comparing yourself with other people instead of just connecting and being in the present moment and feeling the music. Forget about judging it. Forget about thinking and comparing yourself to other people.
So, what's the first step that you go into when you're teaching a new student to play the piano? Where do you start?
Okay, basically, I start with just what I said. Just it's not about. I have a lot of people come to me and say, I want to play like Alicia Keys, or I want to play that John Legend song, or I want to say, I go, how about we get you to play you? How about we teach you to play Marlene instead of you got to copy John Legend? Let's see what Marlene has to say. And then I teach them basically just get them to start exploring the piano by playing the black notes. And that's just exploring it. Like if you just like walk up the keyboard. And now don't think. And then after a while, especially after about 15 or 20 minutes, when the beta endorphins and dopamine start flowing out of your brain, because you get a sense of well-being, and then all of a sudden that critical part of your mind gets out of the way, and all of a sudden you go, yeah, this is fun. It always works a little better if you have an acoustic piano, but if you have a keyboard, that's good too. Because an acoustic piano, you feel the vibration, you feel the tone. The keyboard, it's more an ear thing. So the idea of doing this is that right away you're improvising. You're not thinking, you're not playing notes, you're not saying, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, it should sound like this, it doesn't sound good. You just start playing. So that's the first thing I do, is just sit down. That would be a good start, and play the black notes. And if you got a pedal, hold the pedal down and it will sustain the note. And then that will just give you a sense of playing. So I think just
trying to be creative and make up a song, even though you don't consider yourself a songwriter, just make some sounds. And are you saying the black keys, you're less likely to hit a couple of notes that don't go together?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's A. And B, it's not right away. It's not a matter of trying. See, right away, our brain is going to try to be creative. We're going to try to make a song, but don't do anything. Just sit down and see what happens. You know, just get out of your own way. You know, stop thinking. It's very Zen. This is very Zen. That's why I call it piano yoga, partially because it's based on breathing and relaxing and getting into the flow. But it's very Zen. Come into the present moment. Stop thinking. It's like meditation. Just breathe. Relax. Whoa. Almost sounds like Asian music, right? I told a reporter on Fox to do this on a regular piano where it becomes more full. And right away she said, wow, I sound like Yanni. Yeah, very new agey. Yeah. And then she said, I even sound a little like Mozart. And I was like, oh, okay, wait. Yeah, not today. But so one thing is to just get over the fear of playing. Just sit down. It's not going to bite you, you know. And then after that, I might show them some rudimentary chords, like just like the C major chord. And you just play the C major chord.
Yeah, the microphone's only picking up bits of the stuff.
Maybe it's a story.
Maybe if you held the pedal down so that it was more prolonged, the microphone can pick it up better if it was.
Yeah, I'm not hearing the sound either.
Okay. I could talk about it. Yeah. Well, if you had a regular piano, it would an acoustic piano. Mm-hmm. An acoustic piano also is a lot different than an electronic piano in the sense that it's made of wood and cloth, and you get a vibration from it. You get the vibration that comes up into your hands. I always say that playing the piano is very much like ultrasound in the sense that you're getting a vibration through your body, which relaxes your body and helps get you into a more calm state of mind. You know, when I was a caregiver, my parents, I would come home sometimes so stressed out. I mean, talking about being burnt out. I mean, we had a rough time, a few years going down that road, my brother and I. And I would come home, first thing, just sit down and decompress by playing. Just play anything. First of all, it gets your mind off everything. You stop thinking about everybody, and you just oh, look at this. Oh, if I do this, and I do like this. Oh, I get that sound. Or if you learn some chords, there's some very basic chord patterns you could play that you just get into that song and play that chord pattern. And again, it after a while, it just absorbs you and pulls you in. and you just forget about everything. It's very calming. It's very peaceful. I think it's one of the best things you could do to calm stress and anxiety and just be.
Some people have a better gift for doing it than others, you know, the creative side of your brain and so on.
I think
we don't want to discourage anyone, but some people are better than
people,
others, right?
Don't.
We don't want to.
Okay. Well, like Mozart was, composing and performing at five, but look who his father was. Look who his father. His father was the head musician for the court. And look at John McEnroe. Same thing. John McEnroe. Oh, he was born to play tennis. No, legend has it his father had, instead of like a rattle in his hand when he was born, he put a tennis racket right in his hand. So I think it could be a combination of DNA, because I came from an Italian family and, you know, my father played, all my uncles played. But I think too much is made out of that. You got talent, you don't have talent. I think everyone can play the piano.
People say that the guitar is easier than the piano because it's just chords. You can do chords on the piano, right?
Oh, listen, before chords on a piano, you could just start doing like that, what I said. You don't even have to learn the chords. You just start noodling around. And the piano is probably the easiest instrument because with guitar, you got to learn fingering.
Yeah.
This, you don't have to do that. You got finger, you play.
And any questions for the maestro?
Well, I'm really curious about the yoga side of it. I find yoga to be just wonderfully therapeutic, physically and mentally. It combines both. And so I'm curious how you got into yoga and then how you married the two up.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you very much. As I said, when I was born, my father was just starting to learn the piano. So I would fall asleep night after night listening to Mozart sonatinas. And I think that contributed to me having a very creative, expansive view on life because the Mozart effect. They've written books and have research on how Mozart effect makes the brain more creative and so on, and mathematical. And he started giving me lessons at seven. But that's a whole other story. But the yoga... When I was 5 years old, I came down with a crippling case of childhood asthma. And I mean crippling. In those days, they didn't even have the inhalers. And so I'd get an asthma attack and I'd be laid up for 4 or 5 days. It was just a nightmare. And my mother eventually took me to a woman Filipino chiropractor who was teaching a combination of American chiropractic science and Filipino, folk science, natural organic science. And she took a look at me. I'm all contracted. She put me on a yoga type breathing, stretching, and relaxation program, 20 minutes a night. And just like yoga stretching, just breathing. And then the diaphragmatic breathing. She taught me belly breathing, which is something that you also learn in yoga. And did some relaxation, especially some upper body massage. After suffering for 5 years, within just a few short months, I was cured. So I realized that I had something here, so I didn't stop doing it. Every night, 20 minutes, same routine. I went from being a kid that had trouble walking up a flight of steps to practically overnight, a champion baseball and champion track runner, a long distance runner. And also I went from a D student to an honor student, all because I learned to breathe, relax, and flow. So that became my mantra throughout my life, where I was teaching people to breathe, relax, and flow in a whole variety of modalities, from sports to children's fitness to aerobic exercise. I was always teaching people. I brought this element to breathe, relax, flow into it. But so that's where the two initially came together, because the piano music and the yoga cured me. So eventually I got into rock bands, and eventually I studied yoga and Eastern philosophy. And then when I graduated at Delphi, by the way, I went there on full tuition track scholarship. Who would have thought the little asthmatic kid couldn't breathe?
Yeah.
And I got out and I started teaching yoga classes, and with the emphasis on the breathing and the relaxing. And so what happened was, eventually I started working with athletes, but back then you couldn't say yoga and sports or yoga, because yoga still had like this kind of mystique about it that wasn't really fully accepted yet. So I called it the Breathe, Relax, and Flow Sports Clinic. And I went out and did these clinics for high schools and colleges, especially with the runners. And again, practically overnight, they started to learn belly breathing. They'd all improve their performances, break records, and it was beautiful. They really appreciated it. And I did that for many years. I got as far as teaching at the New York College of Podiatric Medicine, where I was teaching doctors these methods, especially the flexibility exercises. And I even got hired briefly by the Yankees, but that's a whole other story. Mm-hmm. So that's how the piano yoga. So it's piano yoga, but it's also yoga means union. So we're talking about union with the piano, union with music, using the piano as a form of meditation, union with yourself, union with God, union with love. That's why I call it piano yoga.
Well, here's a dumb question. What if the people don't have a piano?
Yeah, okay. So I have a whole chapter in my book on that, how to access it. Well, first, you go to your neighbor's piano, go to your grandma's piano, go to the school piano, track one down, A. B, pre-owned pianos today, they're giving them away on like Facebook Marketplace.
You can get pianos or keyboards?
Pianos. I'm going to go to keyboards in a second. Piano. So you could get a piano for free now. Just go online and even just Google free pianos. And because people are so much moving around that you can get an upright for free or a baby grand practically for free.
Now, can you get a baby grand for free, really?
Yeah, they people, listen, guy closed on his $2 million home and he's trying to sell that piano. He can't sell it. It's a day. It's a week before he's got to get out. So he puts it on free, you know, or he calls up the local dealer and says, hey, give me $500. So they're very affordable, A. B, there's a keyboard. Now, I really prefer that people get onto a piano, because there's a certain energy with the wood and the metal and the cloth that you don't get from this, because this is really making an electric tone that is really tricking your ear into it sounds like a piano, but it's still electronic frequency. But short of, in the meantime, try the keyboard. Even when I had a school, I was there, the parents would always start the kids off on a $100 keyboard. But if the kid got good, you had to get him a piano, because he could only go so far with a keyboard.
Wow.
And I highly recommend that, especially that they're so accessible and available and affordable today, that you try to get a piano. Or at least...
You know what? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I have another question about a piano. And my family always has this joke, you know, if we have to move a piano, I'll take the bench. We've had that all our lives. And so my question is, okay, so you're a caregiver, or you're our age and you want a piano, but they're really heavy. So maybe you get it for free. How do you get the piano to your place, and how do you get it tuned?
Very, very easy. You get a professional piano mover. They're very affordable. Let's say you live in Los Angeles. You Google Los Angeles piano movers and call a couple of them up. Local piano move could cost you for an upright anywhere from $200 to $300, a grand, $200 to $300, $500. You get it moved professionally, they're insured, they'll get it for you. Then ask the mover to recommend a tuner. And then the tuner will come in, or again, Los Angeles County piano tuners. And some tuner will come in anywhere from $100 to maybe $200. If it needs a little work, maybe up to $500. But you can get a piano move for $100 to $200, especially an upright. So it's not a big deal. I know it's, oh, how do I do that? But very easy, very easy, very easy to do. Yeah.
How often do we need to tune it?
Not for, if the piano pins are in decent shape, maybe once a year. And a piano tuning is like 100 and a quarter, 150. It's like an oil change. But it does sound much better when a piano is in tune. Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe how the time is flowing. What do you want people to do when they contact you? Do you have a CD or a video? How can you help them get into this?
The Sonny's Piano Yoga book is a interactive book. So it's not only just written words, but I have videos in here. I have QR codes, and I have links in the ebook. And the ebook is very affordable on Amazon. It's like $9.95. This is very affordable. It's like $19.95. But this will really get you started in the right direction in all elements. It's not just I teach you the way to play without music. I teach you the chord pattern here, and I talk about all the health benefits. I also talk about meditation and breathing techniques for relaxation. So this book, there's nothing like this book out here, because this is a kind of ahead of the times, because everybody is still just trying to teach people how to read theory and time signatures faster. This is just goes into a whole different world.
It's not like learning a foreign language.
No. This is like all of a sudden just being able to speak that foreign language without really having to study it. Because the instrument is different than a foreign language. You could just sit down and start playing. And so I have a guy in one of my reviews said that you could keep learning things from this book for years to come. And it also plugs you into how to do easy sheet music reading, and then where to go from there. So this really kind of takes you by the hand, especially the video part. Plus, I have thousands of videos online of me playing the piano and of my piano yoga method. So if you just Google Sonny's Piano Yoga, I have a lot of videos on YouTube as well.
Really?
Could you give us those three things to do again that you did? You taught athletes. It was breathe.
Well, the name of the book is the Sonny's Piano Yoga, the Breathe, Relax, Flow, and Enjoy Mindfulness Method for Playing Piano Instantly. So it was the same thing with the athletes, because athletes, I ran track and played baseball. Athletes have a tendency of tightening up. Like you're going to go into a race, you're going to swing that racket. You try too hard. You got to inhale and exhale. You got to get into the flow. Inhale, exhale. And same thing with running. They run the high chest breathers. They go rather than breathing from the belly. You're getting 10 times more air. And then therefore, and that's why I was so good, not because I was physically gifted, but because I had naturally learned to diaphragmatically breathe from the belly, and I got more air in. And so I was able to, you know, improve my oxygen carbon dioxide exchange. And
I found the video. Let's see if you can hear this view.
Oh, that's one of my videos, yeah.
And I'm here to talk a little bit about piano yoga today. And it's a style of playing or a way of playing that is a little different than your usual approach.
Yes. I love it. It's really nice.
That's an older one. Yeah. And my website, too. SonnysPianoYoga.com. I have a lot of information on there, a lot of free tips and all that you can go and learn a lot on there too. So I've been doing this for quite a while. Obviously in 2004, I wrote the DVD. I made the DVD kit that Dave had gotten. And now I finally did a combination. Interactive book, it's a book, and it's a video course in combined. So I would even if it wasn't mine, I would say, well, this is a good book. You should get a hold of it. This will take you places.
A good Christmas present.
This, yes, this is a great Christmas gift. Because even if they don't play, they start reading this, they're going to be inspired to play. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they can play Christmas music.
By the way, I have a video on here, and Christmas songs are one of the easiest kinds of songs because they're in the key of C, and they usually have three chords. One of the easiest kind. You can just go on and on and on, play lots and lots of Christmas songs, just knowing those three chords. Yeah. So it's not as complicated and it's complex as it appears, or a lot of the piano teachers. I mean, not to say you want to learn classical, you know, or you want to learn a certain idiom of music, right? Then you're going to go adhere to those rules. But the piano is for everyone. See, that's the thing. It's not just for people that want to study classical and jazz. It's for everyone. It's a joy machine. It's an energy machine. It's a happy, healing machine that everyone can benefit from.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Again, that's Sunny's Piano Yoga book and a lot of videos on YouTube and stuff. Just remember that all our live shows become recorded pod and video casts on your favorite platforms. You need to click the subscribe or like button so you can help us to become even stronger than we are. We're the number one caregiver site on the internet, and we thank you so much. My best book, If Your Life Too, How to Thrive as a Caregiver, available wherever books are sold. Also, my free membership website, caregiverdave.com, where you get a free hour of coaching if you take advantage of that. And what else? So I think that's about it. Thank you all my listeners out there for tuning in every Wednesday and making us the number one caregiver podcast and radio show on the internet. So until next week, same time, same channel. May God richly bless you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
everybody.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Keep breathing, take it in and let it out. Keep breathing, it's gonna be okay.
Guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.